USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Trump on the trail. President Trump makes his closing argument in Missouri, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, ahead of the all-important midterm election.
If you want strong borders, you see what we're doing. We got the worst laws because they won't give us the votes. If you want strong borders and safe communities, no drugs, no caravans, vote Republican.
The president revving up the crowd talking about the economy.
Republicans have created the best economy in the history of our country. This is the single best economy in the history of our great country. And it's the hottest jobs market on the planet Earth.
And as for the Kavanaugh confirmation,
it was a false accusation. It was a false statement. A disgrace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An actor on SNL Saturday Night Live taking major heat over comments he makes about a Republican congressional candidate in Texas who's a disabled vet who lost an eye. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Pete Davidson, a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live, is under fire for mocking the appearance of Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a Republican who's running for Congress in Texas, and he lost his eye in Afghanistan. Crenshaw joined Fox and was asked his reaction to SNL making fun of him.
Well, you know, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pool their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Fed will be meeting later this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
With the economy strong, wages rising, and joblessness at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, though it's not expected to do so this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a very healthy outlook for the economy, but will hold off on any further credit tightening, according to most analysts. The Fed has raised rates three times this year, lifting its benchmark rate to a range 2% to 2.25%, which is still low by historical standards. And again, most economists believe the statement the Fed will issue Thursday when its policy meeting ends will hint of another imminent increase, probably in December.
Movies about music tops at the box office.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Do it again.
One more. How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is queen at the box office, being the number one movie in America, earning $50 million over the weekend. Coming in at number two, The Nutcracker and The Four Realms with $20 million. Followed by Nobody's Fool at number three, A Star is Born, the other musical movie, drops down to number four, and the remake of Halloween with Jamie Curtis drops down to number five.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.